What's up, Packers fans? Aaron Nagler here, ready to carry the G another week here in New York City. And I'm joined, as always, by my partner here at Cheesehead TV, Mr. Corey Banky, joins us live from Green Bay, Wisconsin. Corey,
what's
how are you, buddy?
What's going on? Packers in the playoffs.
Let's go.
What's up? But you're not here to see me. Let's go to the man himself, Nagler.
Yes, yes, ladies and gentlemen. Tonight. Let's welcome a man who carried the ball 14 times for 63 yards, chipped in a reception for 4 yards. Ladies and gentlemen, it's Mr. A.J. Dillon.
Hey!
Woo! There he is. There he is. Looking Woo! Good. Looking
What's
fresh.
What's going on? What's going on? Happy
How
to be
you
back.
Doing? Hey, hey, hey. Okay,
doing
before anything, how are you feeling? That reception I mentioned, it was your only catch, and you did a little something when you got up there. Every Packers fan on our live stream was like, is he okay? Is he all right? And then you ran back into the huddle, and it seemed like you were okay, but I'm just making sure. You okay?
Yeah, no, I'm good. I played after that. That was
I'm just making,
me
just making sure. We've seen guys get hurt and then continue playing, and then all of a sudden it's like,
it was just one of those weird stingers for a second, and I was like,
All right. My heart is beating again. All is well.
Yeah, I appreciate that. I appreciate the concern.
You know, we're always concerned about AJ Dillon here, Carrie the G. Let me ask you, how odd was it, the entire environment around this game, because of the fact, obviously, you guys had sewn up the number one seed. I know there was all this talk all week about momentum and not rest versus rust and all that. How did you approach it? Because, like I was saying, everything's sewn up. You guys have nothing to play for as a team. I know guys are out there, you know, maybe individual kind of stats, records, what have you. But how weird is it knowing that this game ultimately doesn't mean anything in the standings?
Yeah, you know, it was definitely a little different. I just haven't been, you know, a part of a game like that. You know, in college, there aren't really games where you don't clinch a seed or anything like that in college. And then last year, I think we had to win that last game to clinch or something like that, or we didn't know until the next day or whatever last year. So this is my first experience with it. So it was definitely a little different, I guess, knowing that technically, if you look at the technicality, you don't have to win it to do anything. But I will say, like, everything that, you know, Coach LaFleur and everybody was preaching is actually kind of how we approached in the locker room. You know, we really did just kind of buy into that, you know, the whole momentum going into the bye week and, you know, making sure. And another thing was, you know, getting a lot of guys who necessarily don't obviously play as much, including myself in certain scenarios, just going out there and, you know, having the opportunity to show what you have and, you know, prove yourself for this last, you know, 3-game stretch that we have coming up going into LA.
I'm glad you brought that up because there was a scenario in the opening drive where they had you split wide. You were the number one, baby. And then they had Devontae in the slot and they threw it to Devontae in a hot route. It looked like, I think you guys were an empty and they were bringing pressure and you were out there lead blocking for Devontae. How quickly does that happen at the line of scrimmage? Was that called in the huddle? Because it looked like they brought pressure and Aaron's kind of diagnosed it before it happened and then made some kind of adjustment. I mean, obviously I don't expect you to tell tales out of school, but how quickly does all that happen at the line of scrimmage? Is it literally like you've just got to be on your toes and he can change anything at any moment?
Yeah, you definitely have to be on your toes. Obviously we do a great job preparing and, you know, our coaches do a great job getting us ready and stuff, but, you know, a 12 back there, anything from the first day camp to week 18, anything in that playbook can be brought out at any time. Like there's plays sometimes, like, you know, he can check too, because he sees it all. He knows, he's like, this would be the best play to for us to, you know, get a first down or whatever the objective is. And it might not be something you see in the first 6-7 weeks, but like he'll bring it out if he thinks it's the best thing. So you really got to be on top of your stuff. But I mean, you wouldn't want to be with anybody else, you know, the guy who can, you know, see stuff like that. I don't even understand it. But yeah, to answer your question, it was like this, like snap of a finger that quick. And he's like, oh, new play. Let's go.
That's so cool. I love that. I love that stuff. So as we were discussing, obviously this game, didn't mean a whole lot in the standings, but it was nice, like you said, to get reps maybe in situations for yourself and for backups to play a little bit more, etc. But now you've got a week where obviously you guys will practice without knowing who you're facing in 2 weeks. How will you, AJ Dillon, watch the wild card round? Are you just going to be like chilling at home? Do you need to get together with the guys? Like, how do you approach this weekend when there isn't a game to be played?
Yeah, you know, this weekend, I honestly, to be real with you, I probably won't watch the games. I'll probably go up to Door County, just get that last little.
Always on brand. Always on brand.
Yeah, we'll practice during the week. I'll probably go up, take a Friday, Saturday, Sunday, just, you know, relax and just kind of get my mind off of it. Because I'm obviously focused on ball throughout the week. And then once we get back in on Monday, just lock in for the long haul until we, you know, finish our goal. But I definitely take a little just refresher, go up to AC Tech, get some wings, hang out, just relax.
I love it. Corey, what did you have to say? Sorry, buddy. I think I cut you off.
I was asking if he was going to go ice fishing.
Oh, not yet. That's a postseason deal.
Oh,
Last thing we want is like to me be like fall through the ice in the middle of playoffs.
AJ Dillon falls into Lake Winnebago. Yeah, let's not do that.
AJ Dillon, questionable.
Unthawing. I love
out
it.
Ice fishing.
No, none of that. Before we open it up to our esteemed panel for the week, I wanted you to get a shout out for your work with Sleeper Fantasy. I understand you won the league and you're donating $25,000 to Bell and Health and an additional $10,000 to another local charity. What's this all about? This is pretty cool.
Yeah, Willow Tree is the second foundation, and they're both local Green Bay organizations. And, you know, this is my first time ever playing fantasy football. Seriously.
Ever? In your life?
I played as a kid, like with my friends, like in middle school, but like there was nothing. It was just kind of like whatever. And then halfway through the season, we forgot that we were playing. So I never really took it serious. That's right. I know there's a huge fantasy. I've watched the league. I've watched the TV show.
Great show.
Fantastic show. But yeah, definitely it was fun. And, you know, Sleeper, they have a bunch of, you know, they have a great platform. They have a bunch of experts over there. And there was a tweet a little bit before camp started. And one of the guys, the analyst from over there, was like, there's no way AJ Dillon can beat me. And, you know, I took the challenge and, you know, I ended up winning the whole league. It's all about how you finish. We had a great playoff run. My first pick was Christian McCaffrey.
Nice.
My other running back was
you didn't take yourself?
No.
You actually played.
No,
that's good.
Not.
That's good. That's why I was always awful at fantasy, because
yeah,
I just take all Packers. That's, you know, this is what.
But needless to say, you know, it's great to, you know, win, and, you know, the money. We obviously can't get money from fantasy football, gambling, and all that. But the money was donated to charity, so $25,000 to Ballon and $10,000 to Willow Tree.
That's awesome, man. Well, good for you. That's great that you just balled out your first time playing serious fantasy football. That's pretty cool.
Not surprised.
Now it's time to bring in our guest panel. But before we do, I do want to say, AJ, you know, we've spent all year ripping on PFF. So I had designs on bringing in someone from PFF, Mike Renner, who is their draft analyst, who literally is the gentleman responsible for Pro Football Focus not having you on their draft board. He was set to come on, and he literally canceled.
Bailed.
Like 5 minutes ago. So
hit the parachute. Couldn't handle it.
He couldn't handle the heat.
I mean,
we'll have to do it some other time.
Hate to say I'm surprised.
He's in Indianapolis for the big game tonight. By the way, you watching the game tonight?
Well, that's
who are you pulling for?
That's a reasonable excuse.
He talked a big game. Like he was gonna go in the press box and do it from there, but now he's all like, "Oh, I can't get there in time." Like, whatever. Who are you pulling for tonight, if anybody?
You know, I have no real ties to anything, but, you know, I'm gonna go with Bama. I feel like you just can't bet against Bama. You can't bet against Saban. I feel like they're always in there. You know, I don't even know how many national championships.
I hate how much I understand that. I hate how much I understand that answer. Like, I hate it.
Yeah. Like.
They're like the Patriots. I'm sick of it. I'm sick of it, man.
And you know, sometimes I'm like, yeah, it would be cool to see somebody else win, but George is also always there too. So
that's right.
It's not like it was like Cincinnati who made it. I could be like, right. Oh, I really want right.
No, I feel you. I feel you. All right, let's bring in our guest panel. Two esteemed guest panel with Danielle Indelicato. Probably butchered that. From the Freezin' 4 NFC North podcast, along with Sanjay Murthy from the Freezer podcast from Game On,
yeah.
Wisconsin. Joining us here on Carry the G with AJ Dillon.
Love it.
Danielle, let's start with you. What do you got for AJ this week?
Well, thanks for having me on, first of all.
Of course.
So I wanted to say congratulations on your new podcast.
Oh, thank you.
And my question is, if you could have anybody at all in the whole entire world on your podcast, who would it be? That's the first part. Mm-hmm. And then second, have you thought about doing like a fan contest to have a fan or two on with you?
Ooh. I mean, now you're just giving me content. I might need to write that down. Nagler, can you please text me that?
I got you. I got
you.
That was a great. I have not thought about it to answer the second question, but now I'm definitely going to do it. We have thought about doing live podcasts, like going to AC Tap or going to somewhere and filming and having people in the background and stuff, but that is great. I love that. And then anybody. I'd say, like, if we're not going to keep it sports related, I'd want LeBron on. That's just my favorite athlete of all time. But anybody, I'd say Kanye West, because regardless if you're a fan or not a fan, you're going to watch it. You're going to watch it. And I just think that'll break the internet. If you have Kanye West on anything that you do, it's instantly viral. So,
Well, if you get Antonio Brown on there, it's kind of like Kanye West.
Hey, that was a great move by them. You get him on there that quick. Marketing genius.
Yeah, it was great. Great content there. And, okay, so this past Thursday, did you see the whole internet frenzy on Packers Twitter with a Thirsty Thursday? And then do you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
And then someone had tweeted a picture out of Bach, Cobb, Clay, and Aaron Rodgers.
Mm-hmm.
And then they like started their own conversation about it. Did you see that part?
Yeah.
Okay. So my question is, who is the biggest thirst trap on the Green Bay Packers?
Biggest thirst trap on the Green Bay Packers. Currently? Or are you talking about that picture?
No, currently out of the whole roster.
All right. I want to give you a very valid answer here. So I'm like, going through the locker room.
Is there like a lot of options for that?
It depends, you know. But I'd say one, just because I hope he sees this. And this is not number one, but Kylan Hill. He's always posting like pictures on his story, you know, I mean, ready for GQ. You know, he's always ready. You got to stay ready so you don't have to get ready. So I understand. But Kylan Hill is the first one that jumps to mind. And then secondly, who I think like probably is I'd say Alan Lazard. You know, he has a very nice aesthetic, good looking lad. And he has his own style and everything. And, you know, the people love him. And yeah, definitely Alan.
I thought it was going to be Preston because of that one. I don't know if it was a Snapchat of him close up with his lips all pouty. Did you see that one?
Yeah, I haven't seen that one, but I know Alan, like, we actually just talked about it on my podcast, but sometimes we stream on Twitch and Alan will read the zodiac signs of his followers. I'm like, oh, Alan. Now we're reading the zodiac signs and I got my, so, you know. Definitely, Alan. I'm repping. I did not plan this at all. It's actually a comfy shirt, but I'm repping his brand. So make sure you guys check that out. ATT at the top. It's all Alan Lazard.
I love it. Perfect. Fantastic. Good stuff, Danielle. Fantastic stuff.
Thank you.
Let's go to Sanjay. Sanjay, what you got? What you got for AJ this week?
Hey, AJ, how's it going?
What's going on? How we doing? I love that shirt.
Hey, right. I got to represent a little bit.
Went for the
shirt. Hey, keep it up with the stream, too. I watch you play some Call of Duty. You're pretty good at it.
Appreciate
it. I enjoy it. So, all right. My first question, and I, I have a really best friend who went to BU, but he told me about some of his friends.
Oh, tell him sucks to BU.
Yeah, that's what I always tell. So he says, all right, BC apparently has some pretty amazing parties at the mods, and I need to know because, you know, he doesn't know because he went to, a bad school. So Naturally. Why don't you tell me about one of these mod stories, mod parties, and just tell me. And if it's legal or illegal, I mean, you can say it on here. It's all right. We're all friends.
Yeah, nobody watches. We know this. It's all good.
Well, like I've said before, I think I said a Vikings week. Everybody in the world watches this show. So I do need to keep it a little, PG-13. You keep it PG. Because I'm about to have, I already got a text from Kanye. He was like, if you really want me on the podcast, come on. I don't know how he got the live stream. I don't know if it's fine. Wow. So the mods, it's actually only seniors can live in there, and you had to be 21. Like sometimes they would have actual campus police outside to check your ID because, you can drink in there. It's all senior living. So during my time at BC, I left as a junior, right after the season. So I was never really allowed in the mod parties. But I did jump in a senior week. I stayed after just train and whatever, and just felt like staying in my dorm all summer and take classes. But senior week is after, obviously, everybody else is not a senior goes home. Seniors run wild, and they had their mod parties down there. And so I went, got in there. I think that'd be going into junior year, so my sophomore summer or junior summer, I don't know, whatever you look at that, but yeah, the stories are true. I mean, BC, I'm not gonna say it's like the craziest party school ever, but the mods are definitely the highlight. It is what they say is true. They get after it, and it's a good time. That's all I'm gonna say. You got to use your imagination, but just know it's a time. If you can peek your head in there, you'll have a great time.
All right, man. All right, one more for you. Obviously on a victory Monday or whatever day it may be, what is your victory meal? It could be breakfast, lunch, or dinner. You can choose. But what do you like to divulge in after a big victory?
Okay. Great question. I have two questions for you after this, just so you know.
Yeah.
First, I guess it depends on the time of the year. Because early in the season, if we're having an early game, if we had a noon game, then I'd probably say AC Tap. I'd head up to Door County while it's still warm. It'd be really quick, easy trip. So I did that a couple of times during the preseason games, and then our first couple games when we had home games, I'd shoot up to AC Tap. Now for breakfast, the following morning has been Bay Family Motel. I've hit that the last couple of victories. I didn't go, obviously we didn't win, so I don't deserve it. I just had porridge. just oats.
Just oats. Who are you?
I'd say one of those. And then, if I'm really feeling spicy, if we have an early game or whatever and I'm back, maybe a send Chop House or Chives, but that's more which are the great places, but
yeah,
after the win, it's hearty breakfast or AC Tap. That's my staple. All right. My two questions for you. You ready for these?
Yeah.
So your Zoom name here, it's Spicy. Can you tell me about that?
First off, hey, shout out. Come on to my podcast because apparently on my podcast, I freak out a little bit sometimes. And so, it's all in good fun because I'm wanting the best from you guys, right? Mm-hmm. When I'm freaking out about a certain, play or situation or fumble or whatever it might be, I'm just I'm a little frustrated. So I sometimes get a little spicy. I get a little heated. They call me Spicy Sanjay. So I didn't change my handle on here. So
Spicy Sanjay. Yeah.
So hey, come on the show. We'll get really heated up on that.
I love it. I'm definitely, we had I forget the fudge and meat like that. Those are great. Fudge and meat, yeah. Spicy Sanjay. These are things that make me want to tune in. So absolutely. And my second question, you said you watch me stream, play Twitch. Tyler, who we'll hear from in a second, with my social, one of my good friends. We played Call of Duty a few times. I've had to put him in my backpack and carry him, if you know what I mean. So yeah. I'm wondering, I know you probably haven't seen Tyler play, but if it came down to Spicy Sanjay or Tyler, who do you think would win 1v1 in Call of Duty?
Well, first off, you got to come check out my stream, all right? Because I actually do. I do bring dubs on my own if I have to in solo play or whatever teams. So I think I'm going to have to say it would be me, honestly, because first off, I know how to use a Car 98. So I'll take it home, all right? I'll take it home with the snipes, and I'll bring you a victory, all right?
Perfect. I love
it. Fired.
I love it, man. Look at this. Just killing it. I love it. By the way, I have no idea what the hell any of you just said for the last, like, 5 minutes. But that's awesome. Get the dubs and backpacks and Call of Duties. I'm all for it. It's great. Yeah. I'm old. All right, ladies
and
gentlemen.
Maybe we can play some Madden.
Oh, there you go. Now we're talking. Now we're talking my language. Let's do it. You heard him talk about it. The man's been waiting patiently. Let's get to AJ's social life.
I don't know what kind of beef you're trying to start about Call of Duty, man, but let me tell you. First of all, you haven't seen me since Vanguard dropped, okay? I got that MP40, no recoil. Well, you don't know what you're talking about, all right?
We got Spicy Sanjay and Salty Tyler.
We're going 1v1 right after this. Here we go. Here we go. We're going 1v1 right after this. Just wait. Just wait for 1v1 it. Here we go. Me. AJ, we didn't get the dub, but that's okay. It's another week. Science is, you know, fallible, I guess. I don't even know. But, dude, it's cold outside. Let's talk about that. We talked about it earlier a little bit. Cold weather, you're running up and decided if you're going to go to AC Tap or not. Is that how you tell the weather, how cold it is, whether or not you can go to AC Tap?
Pretty much. You know, obviously we had that early game in Detroit. I was all for it. The plan was, you know, we're going to go to Detroit, come back. I was going to go to AC Tap. I got back, felt like -4, said, no, thank you. Absolutely not.
It's so easy to do.
Yeah, no, thanks.
Nope.
No, thanks. No. You step outside. No, hey, you actually posted twice about the cold weather. Let's take a look at this TikTok you put up about the cold weather.
No, thanks. I choose life.
Oh, we were doing so well.
It's all right. Lonnie wanted to play it again. It's cool.
Lonnie's just hot for that.
Lonnie's
for
like,
that
I really
intro.
Like that intro.
We had to hit that intro again, man. We had to restart. We had to reset after that. Hey, that was hilarious, by the way. Then you went out and posted this meme, which was pretty funny on Twitter, about your fiance having you take the trash out outside or something like that. Let's take a look.
Trash
feels like -20. Give me that look. You're frozen outside. Hey, hey, I know. First of all, I know that look.
Yeah.
Second of all, how cold was it? Did you actually freeze like that?
I didn't freeze like that. I was wearing my overalls again, so I probably could have worn a shirt underneath or something, at least a tank top. But no, it was really cold. I don't think I've ever seen, you know, -22 before. I know I'm a native of Wisconsin. I'm getting there, but
stay tuned.
I haven't seen that before. And so I woke up this morning. I'm like, wow, that's crazy. I'm like, gotta see what it feels like. So I opened up my front door, just like, don't even step a foot outside. And it just all cold, fingers numb. Okay. That's it. Everything else I do outside will be to and from the car.
Have you seen have you seen the boiling water trick yet when it gets real cold?
I've seen those go wrong, so I'm just gonna.
You're gonna stay away from that one.
Yeah, once again, we'll wait till after the season.
Right. Ice fishing, boiling water in the
AJ
cold.
AJ Dillon throws boiling water on his ice fishing pit, falls through.
Hey, there's a lot of hazards out there. You saw Kansas City; that guy's jacket caught on fire with those heaters. How hot are those heaters on the sideline? They got to be like it's like.
Oh,
fire,
I have a hilarious story, actually.
Oh, let's hear this.
So I mean, they are pretty warm. You know, they're never hot enough though when you're in the game, like, or when you're. When you're not in the game, they're never warm enough, rather. When you're in the game, you kind of, you know, you get the adrenaline, blah, blah, blah. Still cold as shit, but, you know, it's fine. When we played, one of my, like, favorite coaches of all time, honestly, like a second father figure to me while I was in college, Coach Brian White, he coached at Wisconsin for a while, Coach Ron Dane, Melvin Gordon, all those all those guys. But my running back coach, he, when we played Iowa in the Pinstripe Bowl, was the first time. He did this twice. So my freshman year, it was freezing cold, ice bowl, whatever you want to call it. We're playing at Yankee Stadium. They don't have any heating underneath the field. So it was literally like half of us were wearing gym shoes. Half of us were wearing cleats, but we had those heaters, the circular ones that are just blowing out the heat. My coach is wearing khaki pants, whatever, like normal coach gear. He's standing so close to it and just obviously coaching and talking. They melt. The heater melted his pants like off. Like I'm talking like from like knee down on the back of his leg, it just melted off and like on fire. And this is mid game. So we got smoke going everywhere, like on the sideline, smoke and smells like just burnt, like rubbery. Oh, and like no. We're trying to run in and out of plays and coughing. It's awful. And then he did it again my junior year. And it wasn't even that cold. It was just like we played somebody and just was too close to it, burnt his whole leg off. But yeah, so they are very hot to answer your question.
Hazardous, bro. Hazardous. Yeah. Now, I've seen there was a video, I think even last year, one of them just caught a blaze, like fire shooting up the whole stadium. Crazy, yeah. Dude. Crazy, crazy. Hey, we were talking about Twitch earlier and talking about how I'm better than Spicy Sanjay at 1v1. And basically, you, first of all, congratulations, because you may have taken an L in the game, but you got a W with reaching Twitch partner. Finally, let's take a look at this. Woo-hoo-hoo! You made it. Hey, tell the people what Twitch partner is and how special it is to get that honor.
You know, if you know, you know, obviously. But, you know, for the people who don't, Nagler.
Yes, sir.
what it is, Danielle, Corey. But pretty much you just Twitch, obviously you're streaming video games, or I mean you can do anything you want apparently, but you got to meet a couple requirements, and then first you're affiliate, then you're a partner, and it's, you know, average viewers over like a month, and I think it's like 75 viewers over a month, and like you have to average, and then a certain amount of subscribers and watch time, play time, all that stuff. But and then once you do that, you can submit, and then you have to wait and if they approve you or not, because they have a certain amount of partners they have. But pretty much it's kind of like a little pat in the back. You know that, you know, you made it. That's making it in the Twitch world. And then from there, all your streams, like I don't have to try anymore. I can just like actually just have fun doing what I want. I know I'm a partner now.
Man, I've been watching you since you started that basically
on
Twitch channel. Day one. And let me say, man, it is not easy. Just because you're a all pro incredible athlete out there, like you didn't get a leg up. Like you didn't have that many viewers to start with, but now you were grinding it. I mean, you were, like I said, I think I mentioned it a couple of weeks ago. I had logged on at like dinner time, basically went to bed, woke up again at like 2 a.m. You were still on, like playing Grand Theft Auto or something. So
just wait until the grinded. Off.
Yeah, exactly. Just wait.
If you think I'm grinding now, you just wait.
So do we have hot tub content to look forward to in the off season, or what? I heard they do that on Twitch.
Oh, if that's what you're into, I mean, we can get a subsection. Hey,
content is content.
I mean,
where do you get this content from? What do you mean by that?
we're gonna move right past that. Hey, serious question though for you regarding. Just kidding.
What do you mean? That last question was a serious question?
No, not serious enough. This is another serious one. This is a very serious one. Hey, taking a look at you, Kurt Bankard, all these other guys that are kind of into gaming, MVS for sure for a little bit there, especially during the offseason. What do you think is happening when it comes to like athletes and stuff that are coming in and really like embracing like gaming and things like that? You know, even just five years ago or so, like it really wasn't a big thing. It seems like now, is it just a generational thing, or do you think there's like more of a community within a community there growing and things like that?
Well, I think definitely, you know, competitive gaming and video games have definitely gotten bigger over the last few years. And I do think, you know, if you want to look at, I mean, competitive gaming is getting bigger even before COVID, but if you look at COVID where everybody's inside the house when we really were on like quarantine, like there was nothing else to do but kind of get on your electronics. So if you're watching your favorite athlete or streamers, you can't watch them on the field, but you can watch them do something else that you do as well. But, you know, I do think it's really cool. I like to do it. I'm not Like MVS is really, really good. Kurt is really, really good. I'm above average, but I just enjoy, you know, like being able to interact. Like there's a lot of times I'll play with fans. And so it's something I was going to do regardless. I was going to play those video games for that amount of hours regardless. And so, yeah, you can get also paid for it and also, you know, talk to the fans. So it works out great for me. I do think, you know, people always talk about using your platform for good, which is also fantastic. But I think it's really nice, like when you're talking about Kurt and MVS, doing things that are organic. Like they're going to play those video games and they're really good. So having that avenue where they can, one, make money and also gain fans and things like that, it just is a no-brainer. So I'm kind of the guy though that sometimes my friends need to shut me down off of ideas, because I mean I'm like, ooh, I got an idea, podcast, ooh, stream, ooh, cards, ooh, this. So I need a key. So you know, one of my best friends, he said, you have more Instagrams, or like over the time span of like that, he's known me since high school. He's like, you've made more Instagrams than anybody I ever know. Cause I just make like anything I was into, just making an Instagram. So
there you go.
Yeah. That's awesome, you can find some funny stuff out there if you look for it. I had some funny hobbies.
Oh, perfect.
Challenge accepted. When you guys win the Super Bowl.
One of them was dedicated all to origami.
Okay.
Say that again.
One of them was dedicated specifically to origami.
Okay. All right. Yeah. Hey, man. Hot tubs, origami, whatever we got. Yeah.
No hot origami in content, the hot man. Tubs, though. They won't.
Well, yeah, I was just about to say that.
Bad idea.
Hey, you talked about the key. Let's bring it up, because now you've got a campaign shirt. Take a look at this. You put it up on Twitter. Campaign shirt.
Mm-hmm. Woo-hoo. Oh, those are baby.
Spicy. Yeah. Those are looking spicy, Sanjay, over here. I love it.
We're going to make it an adjective.
It's an adjective. Those are looking spicy, Sanjay. For your constituents, we love that. Hey, who on the team, if you're going to run for president, because that's, I'm assuming, the next jump here.
Yeah.
Who on the team?
Well, governor.
Yeah, exactly. Governor, yeah, governor, and then we'll move on. That's fine. Who on your team is going to be your VP, though, when you run for president after the Super Bowl?
Aaron Rodgers.
Interesting choice.
Yeah,
he seems like a guy who really wants to be in the support role. Yeah, that'll work well.
I mean, 12. I just feel like 12 would be great. He's very wise. Him, I think him or Mason Crosby. I feel like they'd have like very like Yoda. Like I feel like they'd be like Yoda to me, like really like molding me, like giving me like great. Like I'll be like. Seventh day into the campaign grind, I'm going from Egg Harbor, I'm going up to, you know, wherever, Sturgeon Bay, and I'm sitting there talking, you know, like, I can't do another one of these speeches, man. I don't know if I can be the first ever mayor of the county. And they're like, you can do it. And they give me some like great words of wisdom, and I'll just be like, all for it. And then you've really, you know, flash forward, there'll be a little montage. And pretty much I'm like the first man on the moon. Or the first man on Mars or something like that.
Okay. First man on Mars.
Man, we're going out there. This is amazing.
I need to know what kind of dream this guy has.
Why limit ourselves?
Yeah, why? Yeah. I mean, why limit? I was following.
It made sense. It made sense to us. Once we hit hot tubs, anything was on the table. So.
Yeah. Did you guys see Taco Bell made wings?
We'll have to try them.
We'll see if they're better than AC Tap.
No, please. Come on. Don't insult AC.
We'll see. You never know. You got to give it a chance.
No, not even close. Not even close. All right, everybody. Wow. Ladies
everybody
and gentlemen.
Watching Cheesehead TV.
That's right.
Everybody
on Mars.
TV, all the subscribers. I do know that, I mean, obviously you guys have so many episodes during the week and everything. I would like to say, now that we all know that Taco Bell has wings, at some point, either Corey or Nagler does need to have these wings in their episode. They're around this week. And I think everybody should comment below, yes, for them to eat the wings. So please make that a challenge. Thank you guys so much. I appreciate that.
Amazing.
I'll be looking forward to it.
Amazing. Held hostage on our own channel. I love it. I love it so much. All right.
I haven't eaten Taco Bell in like 20 years.
Don't forget to head to ajdillon28.com, ladies and gentlemen, for everything Quadfather, including tons of great merch, including a free signed Quadfather 8x10 with any order over $100. Be sure to check that out. And while you're perusing the internet for all things AJ Dillon, please check out CheeseheadTV.com's shop. Just go to the shop link on the top of CheeseheadTV.com and check out Brent's AJ Dillon superhero shirt and various other merch. We got all sorts of. We got a pillow.
Yeah.
We got all sorts of AJ the Sauce Dillon merch for you, because AJ is the superhero we both need and deserve at this point in our lives. AJ, can't thank you enough for hanging out again. Let's go kick some ass in the playoffs. We'll be pulling for you, obviously. Big time thank you to everybody who joined us tonight, including
thank
Danielle
you.
And Absolutely. Spicy Sanjay.
Thank you.
Look at this esteemed panel. For Tyler, Corey, and myself, hope everyone keeps carrying the G. Stay safe, and we'll see you guys in the playoffs. Go Pack, go.
Go Pack.
Go Pack, go.
Go Pack.
Go Pack, go.